Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi there. My name is Chaz Smith, and I hate surfing. And what a big week it was for those of us who do hate surfing. Surfing was in the news, not once, but twice, for various polls discussing its relative difficulty compared to other sports. Now, in an ESPN poll, we have surfing far down at the bottom, i.e. not difficult at all. In fact, the light sports, I'm going to say the college I need to get a PE credit sport of badminton was deemed more difficult than surfing. Squash, or racquetball, as it used to be called, also more difficult than surfing. How does this make you feel? Do you feel that you spent your life pursuing something that's easy? Something that's stupid? Good for you, and you're right. Except, there was another poll, and this one came from a dubious source. I do believe it was like puberty? Pubity? Pube. Nobody likes the sound of that, but this source had surfing vying with, I can't remember anymore, but something to be the most difficult sport of all. Now, in this one, we have Kelly Slater himself weighing in, greatest to ever do it, 11-time world champion, currently 55 years old, still near the top of his game, even though he will never, ever, ever, mark my words, never win a professional surfing heat again. That aside, Kelly Slater came swinging into the debate. You would think now Kelly would say, yes, surfing is difficult. It is near impossible, something you could probably never do. I, being Kelly Slater, can. I can do it so well that even as a 57-year-old, I can win the pipe. Not the Pipe Masters, sorry. The Pro Pipeline. The Pipe Masters Lite. Still, Kelly Slater had every incentive to claim surfing as the hardest sport on earth. What did Kelly Slater say? Ice skating. Kelly came swinging in and said, ice skating is more difficult than surfing. Is Kelly right? Yes, he is. Almost always. So, surfing. What do you think? Is it difficult or is it easy? Smash those comments down below and don't forget to subscribe and the ding ding. Hit those comments first though. Easy, difficult. I trust you, frankly, more than puberty or ESPN. What else? Ah, we have the world's greatest small wave surfer, Felipe Toledo, and his neat little belly. Coming out of retirement, who now could forget that Felipe Toledo shocked the world, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. So, setting the stage, in case you have not been around, in case you've been living under the proverbial rock, Felipe Toledo, he came into the Pipe Masters, again, sorry, not the Pipe Masters, this time the Lexus Pipe Pro. Now, Felipe Toledo paddled out that first day, his first heat, feeling off maybe, feeling a little funky in his neat little belly. And what happened? Well, he got a score of 1.77 while lesser knowns surfed circles around him. Directly after that, he was sent to the elimination round, but he did not compete. No, he did not, because food poisoning got him, of course. Food poisoning pulled Felipe Toledo from the event. No more. Now, the shock happened ahead of sunset when Felipe declared that he was taking the whole season off. Mental health break. Felipe Toledo joining a long line of Gen Zers and millennials, where apparently this has become a crisis, where those aged upper 20s, lower 20s, are calling in sick for work at twice, sometimes four times the rate of their elders, of people older than them by at least 20 years. Kelly Slater, when was the last time he called in sick for work? Albeit, his foot does get hurt from time to time, and he has some various nagging injuries, but Kelly Slater at 58 and one half years old is still crushing that game. Felipe Toledo out for the season, except lo and behold, who came out of retirement? Not 10 days after going into retirement, Felipe Toledo. Here we see the international surfing games in Puerto Rico, where we have a who's who of surfers from Israel, from Finland, from South Korea, not North Korea, Mongolia, surfers coming to us from Scotland, from Namibia, any country that you can think that has a coast or does not have a coast has surfers part of the International Surfing Association. There they go to the World Surfing Games, again this year in Puerto Rico, with Felipe Toledo out of retirement. Waves, soft and playful, fun, his type of surf. Now, the question still remains, will Felipe Toledo be ready in time for the Olympics at Chopu, the place that scares him most? Will he spend the time training, or will he fumble, fiddle, put some food in that neat little belly, and hand his Olympic spot over to Gabriel Medina? I think that is unlikely, but we will see. Did anything else happen in surfing this week? I'm gonna say no, it didn't. But that was enough to hate. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.